Welcome to Avim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Mem Hei in the Oiz Vodor edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Alocha Gimel. We're starting 9 lines at the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara in the previous Daf quoted a Mishnah Chal. So there it says if a woman gave a nachta, gave a baker dough to create yeast out of it. So if each one of the doughs is not Chayav and Chalo, so then he doesn't have to do a first Chal, even though he's connecting the doughs together. Says the Gemara, Mashra from here, the what? That if the dough did have the shear of challah, each woman did give to the baker a shear of challah, it is chayav and challah, even though the baker is making out of it yeast. So even though it's not finished yet, because what are you going to do with the yeast? The yeast you put into other flour, and you use it to bake. So Gemara asks, of Chananya, Chavrin, the Rabbanin, Chananya, the friend of Rabbanin, but he asks the question, Fafil yesh bekulin kashir, even if each dough has kashir, it can be considered something which is not finished yet. It should be potter from chal. We saw this before. When you have wine in the login, which means in the pitchers that you're taking out of the winery, it's not chayav and meiser. Because he's about to give it back. He's going to drink a little bit of wine, but he's going to bring it back into the winery because the wine is not finished yet. So anything which is still in the middle of the process considered to be that it's not finished. So here you have yeast. This yeast, you're taking from the baker, it's not finished yet. He's going to put it into flour, into the dough, and he's going to make gilgul. Gilgul is what's chayav and challah later. So why is it chayav and challah right now if it's still in the middle of the process? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Gemara goes on and says, Shum Ba'amech, we had the list of vegetables in the Mishnah that grow only in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore they're not Chayav and Meiser when they are in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara, Ezu Shum Ba'amech, what is that? How do you differentiate it? Kol She'ein Lo Ela Chor Echot. Kur Tereb Chayim, the Gemara says, Ein Lo Ela Dor Echot. It has only one row, Makiv Samud, which surrounds the middle. So garlic has rows around it, usually it's several rows. This one has only one. I'm shaming of Lil Koshein Lele Klipachas. The one has only one peel around it. Hezu Botzel Sherichva, the next vegetable the Mishnah mentioned, was the onion of Richva. Kosha Oitzoy Nich Nim Ach Betoycha. The Oikitz goes into it, doesn't stick out. Gamliel Oimer Koshein Lo Iris, doesn't have to it spice the other onions have. Continues the Gemara of a man with base. Eluim Grisin Hakilkin. So he mentioned these beans called Grisin Hakilkin. Elo Meruboim, the ones that are square. So well, we have a problem with that. That cannot be the definition. Because Tani of Shum Gavliel Oimer ain't Merubo Mishesh Meberishis. Nothing in the world was created square. The entire world is circle. So Zimor, is that true? Eser Aberachi of Atinin, we learned, Gufa Shaberis, the size of Baeris, a type of Tsaras, Kegris Hakilki, this type of bean, Merubo, which is square. So you see the grease is queer. So the Gemara Amar Abisto Kol Gorma Amar Leis Tabruva. This Bryce is telling you that it's not square. Because if it was square, why have to tell me it's square? Just tell me it has to be like a grease. But the fact that it says grease and square, what is it telling you? Lama Taninon De Yerabenu. In other words, the way that Tzaraas has to be is the size of a grease, but it has to be squared. Even though the grease is not squared. Says the Gemara Vehan Ogo. What about the vegetable called nago, which is square? It says, well, malo kitrin. It's not really square. There's many knots coming out of it. Va vivo de pilo. Another vegetable which is square. Ogolu milamat, and the bottom is circle. Is the bayamim, as someone to say, le'omar v'shem gamliel elibibiris. Shem is not talking about vegetables. That maybe there are square vegetables. But there's no animals, there's no creatures that are square. Ketir's one says, elu madoshi amitrius, which are the Egyptian lentils, Kol shegalgaleim chadim, when the circles are sharp and not round. Rav Shimon ben Galil Oimer Kol shein lem tzroiris, that there's no dust, there's no dirt in with them. There's no pebbles that come with them. Eloem krikos, what is the vegetable called krikos? Kol shoktzeim meutim velketeim merubim. The thorns are few, and the leaves slash the hair is a lot. Ma domilo, which vegetable is similar to it? O ma basic gon ilen konaito. Like these konaito. Ketirzik one says, Kochim mikol odom. The Mishnah says that these vegetables, the grown chutzos, you can buy it, and you don't have to do maaser, and you can buy it from a person on Shemitah. Rav Yehuda Abayi, karkomin mangshu mutorim mishum sfichin. Rav Chaim explains that karkomin is something which is not royal achilo, It doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. But the shaila is there a problem with Svichim? What is Svichim? Svichim is vegetables that grew on their own. Rabbanon regards there that any vegetable that grows on their own is also in Shvi'is. Is it only something which is edible, or anything that grows on their own is also? So again, Rabbi is asking, Karkoi Mashi Mutar Mishvi Svichim is a mutar when it grows on its own. Hey, Sirav Tanchum by Yirmi of Atarin, we learned that Choshel Shvi'is, someone who is suspected in Shmito, ain't looking in a Pishton, a Philosoruk. Now I'll take for him flax, even though it's sorrow, which means it was grind and calm, they're starting the process of making it into clothing. Says, well, Pishton love kisamim. Pishton is not food, it's kisamim. It's like grass that you don't eat. The reason we are Israel is because there is in the flax, there is zera, which is edible. And therefore the oyster, it doesn't mean that things are not edible, you have a gzera of svichi. So if that's the reason, we learn that someone who is choshud to sell truma as chulin, you now allow buy from even water and salt, which doesn't have it in truma. Why not? He's like, my melach, it's because of the zera that my melach has. I'm not saying it could be that really there's no iser. The same way with someone who's choshud truma, I don't let to buy from him water and salt. So also someone who's choshud on shmita, I don't let to buy from him flax. So as a knas be'alma, not a problem be'etzem. So we have no rai over here regarding svichin. If it's also, it could be because of knas, not because of any other particular iser. It's a knas shekon, so someone who is choshud. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Meisters Daf Memhei.